This special edition of the North American Wrestling Connection is sponsored by WrestleChat.net and the Freakin' Awesome Network. My name is Jason Block. Usually, our friend Nikki Heyman is in the host chair, but she's in the guest chair tonight. Nikki, welcome.
Thank you. I apologize. I was teaching a pinball clinic when a naked chick ran into the room. Don't ask.
Yeah, I won't. And, of course, the chair-swinging freak and the happiest baseball fan in the town of La Follette, Tennessee. That would be Mr. Brian Henniker. How are you, sir?
Go Cubs, go. Go Cubs, go. No, I am just fat, stoned, and happy right now, man.
Yeah, I would think so. But do you know who's not happy? And that would be Billy Corgan. We recorded an episode of the North American Wrestling Connection last night, and we had a lot of updates, but it's gotten worse.
Okay? Of course it's gotten worse.
It's gotten nasty.
Okay. I mean, this is the bad news that goes with the good news and good booking of the Cubs winning the World Series. Oh, I'm sorry, Brian. Go on, Jason.
Yes, okay. Well, according to the New York Post, okay.
That bastion of journalistic integrity.
Yes, but it's fine. TNA hasn't paid Billy Corgan the $1.8 million because, according to the New York Post, Corgan hasn't asked TNA to give him back the money. Now let that sink in for a sec. In an article published yesterday, the Post Richard Morgan, who has been regularly reporting on the story, wrote that Corgan would, citing sources, get his $1.8 million in TNA back when he asks for it, unquote. Corgan, after his departure from TNA, took to Twitter noting he had yet to be paid. Based on his loan agreement, he was required to be paid back 4 days ago, as we recorded this.
Yes.
Now, Corgan took to Twitter, and let's just say he's not happy. As this is about 12 o'clock, about 12 hours ago, he said, quote, "Yep, just published New York Post article asserts the judge in case ruled against my receiving 2.7 in Anthem swap deal. This is false. Case open. Today, I'm formally requesting the repayment of my so-called loan by TNA, which I'm told stalled because they didn't know where to find me." In exclamation point. "Laughs aside, I'd put up $1.8 million for express purpose of becoming equity stakeholder and helping talent the roster. Any other assertion is false. So if I'm not repaid today in full and without conditions attached, I'm forced to once more pursue remedy by taking TNA stock via court. Remember, it was Anthem and not I who stood in open court and told judge they were prepared to pay and in turn fund good old solvent TNA, a company which they claim they have no business deal for behind the scenes, yet have released two press releases saying they are, quote unquote, taking over. So far be it from me to accuse someone I don't know of bending truth to win a case. That just wouldn't be nice, and I believe in being nice. Last thing. Despite being called a lender by every arm of TNA propaganda, I can still convert to 36% stock or sell option to highest bidder. And that option, if you will, to convert my boo-hoo-hoo loan to 36% stock or auction it off to a pro wrestling titan doesn't require a court order."
Oh, that's very specific wording, Mr. Corgan.
Yes, yeah. So what do you think? Okay, before you get into that, Nikki, Brian, what do you think of that?
I don't know what to think. I mean, you know, every day this story finds a way to go in another direction. That's just crazy, because now apparently he's asking for his $1.8 million back. And we just heard today that TNA's one of their head writers has just bolted.
That was my next point. Dave Lagana is gone from TNA.
I think he's just freaking had enough. But going back to the previous point, all of this is pretty much, bitch, where's my money?
Yeah.
And wasn't it in the original court paperwork that the loan was Anthem was going to give that money back?
Anthem was supposed to pay Corgan the 1.8, and then Corgan can go bye-bye, as the press releases have said this week. And then Anthem gets 85, Arrowlux gets 10, and Dixie gets 5% as a figurehead.
Right.
Okay. But as of right now, Corgan hasn't been paid, so Monday could get really interesting.
It can, and I really appreciate the way Corgan put that. Because if he did get his shares instead of his money, he could go find a Titan
in Connecticut.
He'll either speak to a Titan or an evil scientist.
Yes.
And say, hey, look what I got.
How much you want for this? $1.50?
I'll sell it to you for a reasonable price. Say, and then you go buy out the rest of the guys.
Yeah, say about maybe $2 million.
Yeah, give me $3 million for it, and you can have it.
Yep.
And he walks away with his hands clean, and Vince, you know, I'm sorry, the Titan.
Whoops, you got to say.
Sorry. Did I say that out loud?
Yeah,
the Titan or the mad scientist then goes to Orlando, stopping at their headquarters first. And then going to their newest purchase and saying, hey, pack your shit and go home.
Or maybe go to Canada and say, okay, Fight Network, how can we make this mutually beneficial?
They could do that too. He could also say, you know what? I know that lady's been lying to you for 10 plus years. I will say to your face that I will lie to you, but at least I don't lie about when you get paid. Who's with me?
Yep. And so, he can say, you think I can't treat you better? Look how AJ Styles is getting treated right now. Look how Samoa Joe is getting treated right now.
Look how Bobby Roode's getting treated right now.
Glorious!
Thank you.
I won't give in
till I'm victorious. By the way, just a side note, if you have not yet seen it, go to YouTube and watch the video on how CFOs made that song. It is really good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? What, CFOS?
Yeah, they CFOS. They did it. It's actually really, really fun. I would have loved to have been involved in that.
What, there's a CFOS Glorious? Really? There's like a...
They're the ones who wrote it.
YouTube channel does a series now called Behind the Theme, and they talk about how some of the entrance themes got made.
Mm-hmm.
And,
oh, I see
they,
it now. Okay.
It's with these people, man.
And they also do, but they have an interview like CFOs lemonade. Some of them. They also interview Jim Johnson for a few.
Iced
pretty good.
Lemonade stand?
Okay.
Surprising. What's not surprising?
Gotcha.
How much money Marin saved by switching to Geico.
Excellent. But here's the thing. I know we predicted this. But, of course, I did want to also get what, you know, Dave Lagana has left. That's a big deal, too, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I really think he just pulled a major cornet.
Mm-hmm.
No, he probably didn't even say thank you. He probably just said, fuck you, bye. This is ridiculous.
This is what he wrote on his Facebook page. You're always one decision away from a totally different life, Mark Batterson. 5 years ago, I made the decision to join the TNA Impact Wrestling family. Over this time, I've experienced a lot in my life personally and professionally. Being a fan of pro wrestling for 30 years, I look at the amazing moments I've been a part of. Over my 15 years of writing, producing, and directing, I've been very lucky to work with every major talent in the history of the sport and learn from its brightest minds. Vince, Paul Heyman, Dusty Rhodes, Pat Patterson, Britt, Jerry Briscoe, Shawn Michaels, Paul Levesque, Michael Hayes, Brian Gewirtz, Adam Pearce, Hunter Johnson, Matt Conway, Billy Corgan, Vince Russo, really? Eric Bischoff.
He admits that?
Yes, he did. Eric Bischoff.
Brave man, go on.
Bruce Pritchard, Jeff Jarrett, and Dutch Mantel. These group of professionals taught me many lessons and helped shape my career. Lessons like passion that can carry us through pain, disappointment, and regret. Hard work, dedication, and commitment to a craft that can define a person's journey and decisions. Today, I made the decision to leave TNA Impact Wrestling, a decision I do not make lightly, but one I made to create a future I can control. In 2017, you need to look forward to 2020 and beyond. Hey, Jim Cornette, how you doing?
Yeah.
My focus now is on personal branding, technology, and the wild, wild west of storytelling available to all content creators today. I want to thank everyone at TNA Impact Wrestling for giving me the opportunity to be the senior director of creative writing. Also, I'd like to thank the talented and underappreciated TV production crew and locker room. Getting to be collaborative with this group of men and women at every taping was an honor and a privilege. This is a creative business where stars are made one decision at a time. Believe and trust the process. Select success will follow. I look forward to the future that we all create, and that all starts right now. See you down the road, Dave Lagana. Where do you see him? Do you think he's going to be independent? I'm asking. What do you think?
There's plenty of opportunities for him if he wants to continue to write in the wrestling business. I kind of see him jump into the West Coast and see if Pro Wrestling from Hollywood would be interested in him.
Okay.
He could be, you know, he could probably put some creative input into Lucha Underground. I don't see him going overseas, though. I think if he's going to stay for writing and wrestling, he's going to stay in the States, and he's going to find some of these B-level promotions for Ring of Honor, Wrestling from Hollywood, PWG, you know, you name it, all the ones that are just on the cusp, these higher level indies, the ones that have some TV deals, the ones that do have some opportunities, ones that are just this far away from taking the place that TNA could have kept, but threw it all away starting around 2010.
Yeah.
Brian, where do you see Lagana going?
He may go back to WWE. You never know that. He'll probably go to places like Lucha Underground, Ring of Honor, Chikara, because they're trying to get something going. You know, there are so many places for him to go out and to find a way to make a living as a booker. You know, all I'm getting about this is thinking about the old rats in a sinking ship. I mean, everyone is leaving.
And I'm still waiting for the locker room response, because they should be class actioning the hell out of Dixie.
Well, they've been getting paid. They have the checks. They've been getting checks. Okay. So they've been.
I can give them checks too, you know.
Yes. Have they bounced? I don't know. But what?
Okay.
But what I'm asking you is this. You know, with all the twists and turns, we may be back on Monday for another, another stuff. What do you see Corgan doing? What do you see Anthem doing? You know, and then I'll ask you, Brian, then we'll wrap it up.
Okay. Corgan just wants it. Corgan mainly wants his money. And I think it's really stupid that Anthem is going to make him jump through another hoop. So he's going to stand his ground, and I commend him for that. What I worry, though, is that Anthem's got a shit ton more money than Corgan does, and they can wait him out. So Corgan better be very aggressive if he's going to do this. And he better have, you know, obviously he has enough physical paperwork to say, they owe me money. You know, this is a loan that was to be repaid, and we are past the repayment date.
Yeah,
yeah. You know, if you promise this man a solarium and you don't give him that solarium, there's going to be problems.
That's what I mean. They have a written agreement about this loan. So he doesn't care if it's Dixie Carter, Gaberick, Sergey, Anthem, you know, Rockstar Spud, EC3, somebody's going to give him the money back he loaned to TNA to try to help. But he's not going to, you know, once he gets his money, he's going to walk away, and he's just going to watch the whole, he's going to watch the ship sink.
So, Brian, where do you see this going?
I see this going here. Number one, I think he's going to get some money. I mean, I think he's going to find some way to get paid, because he is owed this cash and he needs to get his cash. I mean, way I see it is soon, I think Anthem is going to pony up the dough and say, here's your $2 million. Just go away. Mm-hmm. Because from what I'm hearing in this story, they want to get away from this as quickly as they possibly can. They want to break this as quickly as possible.
Then they should just write him a check and be done with it.
And then, but the quid now, here's the interesting thing. We talked about this on last show. Corgan was a wrestler's guy. Okay.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And the Anthem people may not be wrestling guys.
But this is a business decision. Mm-hmm. This doesn't have anything really to do with the boys. This was something that Corgan worked out with Dixie or Aerolux or whoever. And he spent real money.
Yeah, he spent $2 million.
I wish I had $2 million to throw around. In fact, if Anthem doesn't want to pay him, they can pay me.
Yeah, I know. But it was one of those things where I think Corgan files some documents on Monday. I think he has to.
Oh yeah.
He will, because this ain't chump change. This really is not chump change. And he did it with good intentions, and there is paperwork saying that he is owed this money. And I don't see a state statute saying no, he doesn't.
No.
And if that happens, that's some high quality bullshit.
Crazy. It's like I said, we at the NAWC and the North American Wrestling Connection will be following this. We are, of course, two episodes away from 450. Brian, hopefully you will be on tomorrow night for the Touch 'Em All World Series wrap-up special. I know you're going to a local wrestling show. Hopefully we'll be on after that.
The show is literally 5 minutes from my house, so I can walk there and back.
Oh, that's not too bad.
My dad, so that's going to be fun.
As you said, it's a local wrestling show. Yeah, we're going to be talking about, and you're right, Nikki. Game 7 was booked better than anything we could have had ever.
I'm sorry. It's just I don't mean to toot my own horn.
Yes, but you called it.
But I called it the day they set up, the day we had the team set, Cubs in 7.
Yes, Cubs
in 7. Well, so did I. I said the Cubs in 7, too.
Yes, but you said it out of your love for the Chicago Cubs. I said it for the love of brilliant booking.
But you know what? This whole TNA thing could be brilliantly booked. We shall see what happens. I'm going to upload this and send this to Carl so we can get this up. Thank you for coming on at such a late hour as we... Nikki, Brian, thank you both.
Absolutely.
This is Jason Block for the North American Wrestling Connection, as sponsored by WrestleChat.net and the Freakin' Awesome Network. You will have more TNA updates as soon as they are around. We'll be back. Thank you.